Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday. Happy birthday, America. Happy 236th birthday, America. Just amazing. It is 4th of July, Independence Day, July the 4th, 2012, Wednesday. So happy, happy, happy birday. That was the Star Spangled Banner by my Reverb Nation friend, Jennifer Corsi Smith. And I think I might have had the volume turned up a little loud, so I need to turn the volume down a little bit. But Star Spangled Banner, I just love patriotic songs, and just amazing. There's another song from another Reverb Nation friend that I will play soon, and that will be America the Beautiful by Imprint, whom is based in the UK, in London. But amazing, amazing a rendition of America the Beautiful. I love patriotic songs that just oh my God, it makes me feel so good. And I know I'm not alone. But if today is your birthday, because I do have relatives and friends whose birthdays are today and this week, you know, my niece's 17th birthday, Kena's birthday was yesterday. So happy birthday if it's your anniversary, or if you're going through something sad, then I send love and prayers to you also. But this is the day to celebrate if it's just doing something on your own or having a big family reunion. I wish you are going to big events. I wish you the best. And if you're alone, I send you love. You're not alone, because if you're tuning to me, you're definitely not alone, because the Shots in the Tent Reports is here for you. But again, the celebrities today, courtesy of Associated Press, Dallas News newsletter. Today is playwright Neil Simon's 85th birthday. And 85 years old today. And must send our condolences to the family and the fans, fellow fans of the Andy Griffith Show, to Andy Griffith, period, this amazing work that he has done, and which you know by now, he passed away yesterday morning at the age of 86. And it was his request to be buried immediately after he moved on, transitioned into the hereafter, and that's what I hear happening. He was buried on his farm, on his family's farm in North Carolina. So sending much love and condolences to his loved ones, family members, and fellow lovers of his work. And then also today's birthday is advice columnist Dear Abby, Pauline Phillips' birthday. She is 94. Eva Marie Saint, an actress, age 88. I bet I love her movies. I love classic Hollywood movies, old movies, movies produced in the 30s and 40s and 50s. And I bet anything, I need to like Google her name and check out some of the films that she's been in, because I love black and white movies. The name sounds familiar, but I got to check her out. And there's another actress, Gina Lalo Brigida. She's 85 today. And Bill Withers, R&B singer, 74. Carolyn Grimes of It's a Wonderful Life is 72. John Waite is a rock singer. He's 57. Pam Shriver, tennis Hall of Famer, 50. Horace Grant, he's 47. Basketball player. Becky Newton, actress from Ugly Betty, she's 34. Broadcast journalist Gerardo Rivero is 69 today. So happy birthday to all of you. And things that happened today in history. Of course, we know this. On July 4th, 1776, the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence. And the U.S. Military Academy opened at Rest Point, New York, 1802. My cousin Michael, whom many of you, some of you know, and many of you hear me mention his name, my cousin Michael Smith of Atlanta, Jackson native, he's a product of West Point, of U.S. Military Academy in West Point. He's a product of U.S. Military Academy of West Point, New York. And 1804, Arthur Nathaniel Hawthorne was born in Salem, Massachusetts. And we've been talking about facts, history facts regarding the 4th of July. In 1826, death claimed the second and third presidents of the United States. John Adams died at age 90 in Braintree, Massachusetts, while Thomas Jefferson died at 83 in Monticello, his home near Charlottesville, Virginia. In 1831, James Monroe, the fifth president of the United States, died at age 73 in New York. 1845, American writer Henry David Thoreau began a two-year experiment in simple living at Walden Pond near Concord, Massachusetts. So a lot of things happened today, so you all, you know, check out the AP Today in History News, and, you know, I check it out in the Dallas News. Kevin Coolidge, the 30th president of the United States, he was born on this date in Plymouth, Virginia, I mean Vermont, I mean, in 1872, and baseball player Lou Gehrig, you know, we all are familiar with the Lou Gehrig disease. Baseball player Lou Gehrig afflicted with a fatal illness, bid a tearful farewell at Yankee Stadium in New York, telling his fans, "Today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth." And that was in 1939. In 1946, the Philippines became independent. And it goes on and on. Today, President, in 66, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Freedom of Information Act into law. So much happened. In 1976, boy, as a little girl, I loved 4th of July 1976. That was the bicentennial year. Boy, that was an amazing, amazing year. Israeli commandos raided Entebbe Airport in Uganda, rescuing almost all of the passengers and crew of Air France jetliner seized by pro-Palestinian hijackers. And let's see, in 2010, General David Petraeus formally assumed command of the 130,000-strong international force in Afghanistan. So it goes on and on. But today is a fun day. And, you know, we're broadcasting longer than we usually do because I've upgraded the format. I'm trying it out for a month, at least a month. If you all really dig it, stick into it. You know, I've been saying it since the beginning of the year. So this morning's show is an hour. Yesterday's was the first show that I broadcast for an hour. But I can broadcast up to 2 hours, and also I can broadcast more than once. I can broadcast twice a day if I choose to. This broadcast will be an hour, but later on today, I will broadcast a show with mostly music, you know, like patriotic songs and, some, you know, other songs also. But that'll be later on today. But There's so much. Today's Matters of the Heart. I don't have the switchboard up. I'm getting ready to go in because it might be. You all feel free to call at 714-409-0614. I have to go into the switchboard in the chat room in just a few. But today is Matters of the Heart, and it's important for us to talk about what's going on. It's been, you know, everybody's keeping their eye on what's going on with Tomcat, with Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise. And I love both of them before they got together and as a couple, one of my favorite couples. And so we're definitely keeping our eyes on that and giving them their privacy, right? But just like you all, we all are also concerned in regards of Scurry. So, you know, I had recently posted a photograph of Katie like a day or two, like 2 days before news broke of her, courtesy of Vimeo, going to her design studio office to work on her designs for her fashions. But wow, you know. Wow. So I'm looking at a tweet right quick. Last night I had read an interview, an awesome interview written by Not Your Average Chick on Twitter. And she had interviewed Adam Rodriguez. And I complimented her and told her that the interview was great. And I said I would love to see Adam Rodriguez as part of the new Dallas series. I myself would love to see myself on Dallas if it's just a small background actor's role. And I used to tell Adam, oh, I want a part on CSI Miami. But honestly, when I was a little girl, that was a goal of mine. And I can't believe Dallas is back. So I'm working hard on getting myself back together, my getting shape and focus and so on. I already was working on that, but definitely. But I think Adam would be great if he was a part of the Dallas cast. But Not Your Average Chick responded and said to me that, oh, could he be the long-lost brother to Christopher? You know, wow. You know, we'll come up with something. You know, Adam's supporters, we got him back on, I can't remember the ones that started the petition, but I know I signed almost every petition that was presented to get him back on CSI Miami when he had took a hiatus from CSI Miami and was performing and working with Ugly Betty, speaking of Ugly Betty. And then not only did he come back in as an actor, but, you know, he wrote and directed a couple of episodes last season also. So that's just amazing. But I love all the CSIs. But, you know, CSI Miami is my favorite. I was just so brokenhearted when I heard it was canceled. But thank God Dallas is back. And I wonder what other shows are returning. But I honestly think he would be a good fit with Dallas. And, yes, I'm campaigning to get him to get whatever, for them to get the thing to consider that. You know, I've been working on getting myself. You know, I love Dallas. I love Fort Worth and love South Fork. But I just wanted to mention that check out her article, and you might be a big supporter of her writing anyway, but her name is Not Your Average Chick. And you can tweet Adam also at @Adam_Rodriguez also. But Not Your Average Chick is not NOTYER Average AVG Chick. And, of course, you can tweet me at Beth Williams, BETHWMS, and at Culture Shock, Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. And if you love Mark, you can tweet me at Mark also. But her name is Jamie Sandberg. Many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with Jamie, but that's her Twitter name also. But, you know, we're already thinking of characters and so on. I was thinking maybe he worked. I don't know. Thinking maybe he's a coworker with Bobby or somebody, but that's a good point also. Good point. Really, it is. But back to the Tom and Kate situation, I wish them the best. Tom celebrated his 50th birthday yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to wish him a happy birthday yesterday. So happy belated birthday to Tom Cruise. Honestly, I've been a big supporter of Tom's and Katie, so I just wish them the best and so on. I guess we'll find out more about what's going on with them. But I'm looking at a, you know, we're always talking about fitness. I'm looking at a newsletter from Denise Austin called A Morning Stretch with Denise Austin. And she's talking about how important it is to read organic labels and how important it is to make exercise an everyday routine. And this is what she says. If you find it hard to make exercise a part of your regular routine, don't despair. It takes a little time and effort to get into the habit. But the good news is there are some tricks to making your workout feel like just another part of your schedule. And so she shared the tips about, you know, it doesn't, you know, the thing is getting it as a habit. And I recommend definitely stretch every day. And you can do, and you'll be amazed at what stretching does to your muscles and to your joints and so on. But I'm going to be heading to the switchboard in just a few, I think sooner than I think. And because I'm not getting this open, that's why I say this. I want to share some more tips of what she shared. And remember to check out sportpeople.com also. I haven't had my hot green tea, so my apologies. But have I thanked everyone for their support? Because I am thanking you right now. I know I thank you all the time, don't I? Okay, make exercise an everyday routine. And speaking of Adam, you should check out some of his tips, because he's been really open regarding how he prepared for the Magic Mike, for his role as Tito in the fantastic film Magic Mike. He's been in all his interviews and on Doctors and guest appearances on other shows. He's been sharing how he prepared and exercised and ate right to get his body into the top shape. And he only had like 6 weeks to really get himself into the best of shape, and he did a very great job working with a trainer also. But Denise Austin states that make exercise an everyday routine. If you find it hard to make exercise a regular routine, don't despair. It takes a little time and effort to get into the habit. But the good news is there are some tricks to making your workout feel like just another part of the schedule. First, pick a time of day that will become your workout time. And she personally prefers her exercise first thing in the morning. I used to love watching her exercise shows. She and, what's his name, Jalad, like early in the morning. He used to come on like 5:30, 6 o'clock, before my day's commitments crowd in. But if the morning doesn't work for you, Denise recommends don't be afraid to choose a time slot that will. Stick to the same time for a few weeks. Think about it. You probably brush your teeth, wash your face, and do the rest of your routine in roughly the same order every day. All you have to do is add exercise to the mix. If you make your workout as much part of your routine as brushing your teeth, in no time it'll feel just like, just automatic. Next, decide what days you'll commit to it and treat your workout as you do any of your other scheduled appointments. Denise chooses Monday through Friday because it makes sense to her to follow her work week. She focuses on aerobics on three of those days and then work on turning the other two. That doesn't mean she just sits on the couch on Saturdays, though. She says that she takes a bike ride. I need to get me a bike. I need a new car, but I definitely need a bike to exercise, you know, because one thing about bike riding, it whittles your waist. It works your whole body, but it whittles that waistline. I know that much. She says she takes a bike ride or enjoy another family-friendly activity. Here are some other ideas for members of her program on how to make an exercise a habit. Or join a class. You'll not only exercise on a regular basis, but you'll make new friends also committed to fitness. And, you know, I'm a part of sportpeople.com. My username is Dreamer Beth. And that is so true. I've been a part of Spark People since early last year, but I just recently joined the support of the online support community, and it is amazing. It's amazing to have all to network and support with other friends. And everybody's not in the same shape. Some people want to gain weight. Some people always want to maintain their weight. Some people just want to become more active. And some people want to drop some pounds, you know. But what's good is to network with those that are committed to living healthier lives, and fitness is the ultimate goal. And she also says that it's important to make an investment. If you're the kind of person who won't let something you pay for go to waste, consider a gym membership or a few sessions with a personal trainer. Use your frugal nature as motivation to get your money's worth. Explore your options. You will be a lot more likely to do it if you enjoy it. Hate running, don't torture yourself. Try something else such as yoga or aerobics. You know, do something that you enjoy doing and do what works for you. And finally, give exercise a fair chance. Promise yourself you do it for 3 weeks before you decide whether or not you like it. Because, you know, you want to build that habit. It's me talking. You want to build that habit. You want it to become a habit. So more than likely, within 3 weeks, it will be a habit of yours if it's just only three times a week, you know. By then, you'll start to notice how great you feel, and you won't want to stop. That is so true, because when I resumed doing sit-ups and crunches a few weeks ago, I have been just feeling amazing, you know. And I know everybody's not for sit-ups and crunches, but they work for me. But I just wanted to share that. That was an email that I had received this morning. And, you know, I know we're focusing on eating and having fun today, but, you know, it's good to talk about things that are good and healthy also. So I'll be sharing other things also. So I'm headed to the switchboard. So if you're on hold, don't hang up. I need to get my touch to work. I just seen a story before the show broadcast of a man called the angry T-Mobile customer. And he, shout out to T-Mobile. I love you, T-Mobile. My touch has been acting kind of strange, but I know why, because my storage data is filled full. But have you all seen the angry T-Mobile customer that tore up the T-Mobile store because he wanted a refund? Man, he tore up that store, and then he turned on the fire extinguisher and just, like, lit up the place. And it's all over YouTube, supposedly, so I'm going to do my best to check that out later on today. Yeah, I'll be grilling also later on today. You know, you all know I love my hamburgers. Oh, yes, we have callers on the switchboard. Okay. Look at the switchboard. Like, I have Cousin Linda and another caller here to share what you're doing today. And that is just amazing. See, if my touch was acting right, I could be looking at the switchboard and talking also. I'm going into the chat room. And I am going to play that song, America the Beautiful, by my Reverb Nation friend that lives in the UK. Love you, UK friends and friends worldwide. But this song is amazing, and I hope the volume is appropriate, because to me, the Star Spangled Banner song could have been turned down. But after that, we'll speak with Cousin Linda. She wants to talk, and also there's another caller also. If you would like to say something, please press 1, because, you know, I don't want to put you on air if you don't want to be on air. But again, everyone, happy 4th of July. So excited. That's Imprint, a Reverb Nation friend of mine, reverbnation.com. She is based in London, UK, and she is an alternative experimental audio audience, and that's Imprint. And I like her rendition of America the Beautiful, awesome. And it's amazing. And it's just amazing to hear someone that loves America, that lives in another country, sing America the Beautiful. So I listen to all, I love patriotic songs, which many of you know, and I listen when it's not even a patriotic holiday. But since yesterday, I've listened to different songs and different versions of our favorite songs. So like I said before, later on today, I broadcast a show where it's mostly music and mostly patriotic songs and then some other songs also. I did on my Facebook page, I dedicated Prince's song, America, from 1985, from Around the World in a Day album on my Facebook page. I love that song. And if I can get it on air later on today, I definitely will. I've always loved that song, America. You know, Prince is, boy, he tends to do, but back in the day, you all know he loved spicing up his songs with a little politics and so on, because when he had Controversy, that was definitely a political album. And when he, Sign of Times, that was definitely a social political album. Speaking of AIDS, when others had not spoken of AIDS, you know, when he said, a little name for big, well, a little a big disease of a little name. So America, it's a feel good song, but he brings out a lot of reflect the scenes that are apparent today. And another favorite of mine from back in the day by Prince is Free. You know, that song is so relevant today as it was 30 years ago. Just amazing, amazing song. But again, happy birthday, America. I am so excited. Honestly. And I need to, get my charcoal and all my other stuff ready as soon as the broadcast ends. Also, I love barbecue hamburgers, like I said before. And I love other things, potato salad and baked beans, just like many of us. But, you know, yeah. It's matters of the heart. Call in if you want to talk about certain things pertaining to matters of the heart. I've mentioned Katie and Tom's breakup. Alec Baldwin is a newly married happy man. So happy for him. And I was checking out a little some gossip dealing in the hip hop community on BallerStatus.com last night, and I was not aware that Atlanta-based, these rappers are Atlanta-based. I was not aware that Lil Scrappy had, been romantically involved with one of his proteges named Diamond. She was a part of a group called Crime Mob. Well, I was checking out different articles on Baller Status, and they had a video of Lil Scrappy being interviewed at 105 in Atlanta. And they inquired to him about Diamond breaking up with him to hook up with Mississippi's, which is Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy is really, he's not from Atlanta, from those that you would think he's from Atlanta. When he was signed, he moved to Atlanta. I think he had cribs in Atlanta and L.A. But Diamond apparently, Lil Scrappy talked openly about it, but practically left him for Soulja Boy. So I was just checking that out. So some of you that have been following that and really want to hear the 411 from Lil Scrappy himself, and I think also they have an interview with Diamond also in regards to what happened. But Lil Scrappy thought he was in this relationship, and he finds out via Twitter that Diamond is now involved with Soulja Boy. You know, so, you know, the thing that they had is that, oh, she left him for Soulja Boy, you know. But he seems pretty cool, and he's back with his baby's mama. That's exactly what he said. He's back with his baby's mama. And so the DJs and interviewers was just asking him about his baby's mama that he's back with, and how did, you know, was she comfortable with that? Because what if Diamond wanted to get back with him if he didn't work out with Soulja Boy? And, you know, didn't he think that she might be feeling insecure? And he was like, no, because that wouldn't happen, and so on. But though, I know some of you are keeping up with that, because I love all genres. And Lil Scrappy happens to be a fave of mine. And, of course, I love Soulja Boy. And Diamond of Crime Mob, I do my best to keep up with what's going on with especially young female rap artists, because Saturday we'll be talking about past, present, and future ladies of hip-hop, you know. And so, and I see on one of the, I think MC Light was a guest on a blogtalkradio.com show yesterday, if not yesterday, this week. So if you only listen to Cut the Shark Entertainment Report, you should check out other shows also, because other shows book awesome, awesome guests. And there are some awesome shows broadcasting today in regards to 4th of July and 4th of July celebrations and so on. So it's just amazing. So that was just something that I know some of you probably keeping up with that or want to know more. Even if you're not familiar with Lil Scrappy and Diamond and Soulja Boy, you might say, well, that's something I should be keeping an eye on. Because Lil Scrappy is now a new cast member. And I've never watched With Love and Hip Hop, but I guess I will start watching in the midst of changing cable providers. But as soon as we're hooked up with the new cable provider, I definitely will be watching, since he is now a new cast member, because I've never watched it, but I'll watch it now. And they were inquiring with him about if that particular show is scripted and if he had a script, and he said that he doesn't have a script, that it's pretty much what you see is what you get. And the interviewer was like, well, he said you pretty much tell the producers about your life, your lifestyle, and I guess they put people in certain positions, you know, to make shows exciting and so on. And I guess that goes for most shows. That's something to talk about. I mean, because reality shows are supposed to be reality shows, but which shows are scripted, are not scripted? I know, I wasn't born yesterday. I know they have certain guidelines, but or things that they can just ad-lib and, you know, improv on. But why you can't call yourself a reality show if you're not scripted? I mean, if you're scripted, right? So that's something to talk about in the near future. About scripted shows or not. Kardashians, they're not scripted, are they? They can be. I mean, of course, they're just like Lil Scrappy said, certain shows are put in certain situations. But some of my favorite shows are like Million Dollar Listings and shows like that. So I don't know. Sometimes, you know, when I'm watching those guys work with those clients, obvious that that's not scripted, you know, so. I don't know, but I know they're supposed to keep things spiced up and so on. But I won't go rambling on and so on. Oh, Cousin Linda does have a comment. I didn't want to put on air. She is just calling in to listen. And there's much more to talk about because we still have 23 more minutes of live streaming and can go over that hour. But, you know, I'm getting the gist of this hour so I can know how the show, like I said, the show can be properly developed and so on. So, wow. It's just amazing, and I just thank you all for your support and so on. But let's say hello to Cousin Linda, and hello to those of you in the chat room also. Happy 4th of July, Cousin Linda.
Happy 4th of July, Cousin Bethany, and hello, listeners. I had a comment since you were talking about reality shows being scripted.
Yeah, because that's a topic you and I talk about.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows I was just reading the other day, and it states that the show is scripted, and that's on HGTV House Hunters.
You know what? I love HGTV reality shows. House Hunters, I don't watch a lot of, but you do, don't you?
Yes, quite a bit, every day and every night.
Yeah. So I had heard last week a story broke about House Hunters. So what's going on with House Hunters?
The article was saying that a lot of times they already know which house they're going to purchase, which was kind of obvious. But they were saying that the producers will ask the person on there searching for a house to show their friends' homes. A lot of these houses that they're looking at are houses that are not actually for sale. They're homes that have already been sold, or people who are actually living in the homes who have no intentions of selling the homes. They try to drum up some drama. And I know on Love It or List It and some of the makeovers, the people who are getting the services done, mm-hmm. they seem to have fake arguments. You know, it just didn't come across as real to me, and now that I've seen it in print, I can understand why I feel like it's scripted. And when you watch a reality show, you actually want something that's real.
Exactly. Me too. And see, I've always loved documentaries. So when reality shows became popular, I was like, okay, this is like watching reality shows are like watching a series of, you know, documentaries, you know, little episodes of documentaries. But yeah, you really want to see a real reality. Back to what you and I have talked about before on air and in private. They don't need to be too real and too crazy. And like some episodes of Basketball Wives, for example, you know, Because those arguments and fights, they came, I hope they're not scripted. I don't think they are, because they really get.
Well, I don't know, since I don't watch that genre of the reality shows. But I would just think that they would, the producers would come up with something to make these women angry with each other and maybe have some cat fights or whatever, because people like drama for some strange reason, and that doesn't really attract my attention.
Exactly. But I'm like you. I love shows like HGTV, and I love shows like Jeff Lewis. One thing about Jeff, he doesn't like any type of germs, you know, and so I know that's not scripted because he likes things to be clean. He likes the, it's on the tip of my tongue. What are they called? I don't like germs either, but he doesn't like any type of germs.
Compulsive behavior?
Yeah, he's like OCD, OCD to the ultimate. Yeah, he's like OCD to the ultimate, and obviously his, when it comes to that, he's not scripted. But I just was wondering, it's good, I had seen the story of about House Hunters, but I was wondering, well, what is really going on with it? So
I've seen a few episodes that were in, like, Jackson and Brandon, Mississippi, and I was really glad to see those shows. But, yeah, the article was saying that a lot of it is scripted, and they're looking at homes that aren't even for sale, which I don't understand why, because with the market the way it is, there should be plenty of homes for sale.
And there's always homes on open house. But isn't the show based in Texas? Because I haven't seen, like,
well, I think a lot of it comes from Canada.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a Canadian production company, because most of their shows are out of Canada. And a lot of the hosts are Canadians. And when they don't tell you what city they're visiting, I can tell it's Canadian because I can pick up a Canadian accent.
Exactly.
You know, they say oot and house. Instead of saying out and house, you know. Because I used to watch Peter Jennings on the news, and I knew he had some kind of accent. And I read in Parade magazine where he was Canadian. And then after that, I started noticing how Canadians pronounce certain words. And then when you look at the credits or the end of the show, you'll see that it was Canadian productions.
Now, I like watching the show. What's the one about, like, the first home buyers? It's the first on HGTV.
My first sale.
No, it's like first something. And then there's one... It's one that they broadcast a lot from Seattle. They, like, compare the homes. They like, show the buyers, like, three homes. What's the name of that show?
That's usually House Hunters.
But the ones that I watched are usually in Washington State.
You might not watch it too often, because I haven't seen them in Washington.
They usually... Seattle. It's not House Hunters, because I very seldom watch House Hunters. That's why I was like, oh, man. I was like, that's one show I don't watch often. Golly.
Well, when they're searching for a home, it's usually House Hunters or My First Sale.
But I know it's not House Hunters. I don't watch House Hunters, because I know that, because when I heard the story break, I was like, oh, man, that's one of the shows that I don't watch. Wow. But it'll come to me, because I do watch a lot of the shows on there. I like Million Dollar Room.
And I kind of get away from that, because I'm kind of tired of the extravagance. It's nice. It's entertainment and all, but I just don't, you know, I'm tired of looking at multi-million dollar homes and million dollar rooms and folks and all their fancy toys and stuff. But I tell you, I like Design Star, which I liked last night, and it went the way I wanted it to go.
I do like New York Listing, but I only seen New York Listing. I haven't seen the other franchises. And New York Listing, you know, it reminds me of my Bravo shows of Million Dollar Listing. But New York Listings seem like it's more intimate. They're more intimate than the Million Dollar Listings.
I think you're talking about Selling New York.
Yeah. Selling New York. But I haven't seen the other franchises because it's selling London and selling L.A. too, right?
Yeah, and London
I've
just
only
came
seen
on
selling New York. I've only seen selling New York.
Yeah, now
but
I love her shows.
They remind me because I love Million Dollar Listing on Bravo in L.A. and in New York. But mm-hmm. but I get back and let you all know exactly which shows. But no, I never watched House Hunters. But it's similar concept, but it's another show. But because they really like go down into the hardcore budget, comparing the budget.
Oh yeah, they do that on House Hunters. I mean, because before you buy a house, you want to see what the comparables, as they pronounce it. I think we say comparables. They say comparables. What the other homes in the area are selling for, so you won't don't pay over price for your home.
House Hunters, do they do the repairs?
No,
the show that I'm the show I'm talking about, they usually do. Like some repairs, like some enhancements to the house.
Okay. Sometimes that's on people who are trying to sell their homes. They'll have a stager come in, like Sabrina Soto or realtor Mike Aubrey, who will come in and tell people what they need to fix up to sell their homes, like if the house has been on the market a long time.
The name of the show on the tip of my tongue, and I know it's not House Hunters, but I'll let you all know. Yeah, a Million Dollar Listing in New York, they do that often. They get the stages in. And the people that want to sell their places usually are reluctant to get to hire stagers.
Well, it costs money that may not be in the budget. And it requires the homeowners to remove a lot of clutter, as they call it, and in some instances it is clutter. And I think it's just you're more lazy than motivated to sell. But when you really, really have to sell that property, you do need to stage it. Because I know when I was looking at some properties to buy last year over in Jackson, the first impression, if it's not a wow, you just don't want to go further. And I looked at two condos and a townhouse. And the one that finally had the wow factor, when I opened the closet, what I thought was a closet in the living room, it had a stackable washer and dryer in it. And you just don't want to have a washer and dryer in your living room, at least I don't. And, sometimes washers and dryers make noise, and I watch a lot of TV in the living room. And then it had the sink and vanity kind of like in the hall separated from the bathroom. And that was just a turnoff. Cute condo in my price range. Location was perfect, but it just had those little things. And then the other two, I just saw clutter, and it looks like I'm going to have to do something, and I was looking for a turnkey property. So that turned me off. But, yeah, a lot of times people have children's toys all over the place, stains on the carpet, dishes in the sink. And
Million-dollar listing of the realtors in New York, they usually, tell the people that, it's just that they should make it more marketable. Usually sometimes they don't like to, they don't think that the color that the residents use are exciting enough, or that the furniture is modern enough,
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then when they suggest staging, sometimes I notice that the sellers are kind of reluctant. But it seems like they try to work out a good deal, and they do, especially then, well, the property can get sold quicker.
even though you might not want to put that in the budget.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, now, selling those properties, staging is very expensive, because I've seen, like, selling L.A., where, sometimes the people have to shell out, like, $700,000 to stage a property. Yeah, I mean, you're selling something that costs $8 or $9 million, but just to say, okay, and you don't keep the furniture or whatever. You just have the stagers come out there and have it professionally done, and they do it a lot of times so they can take photographs and sell the properties online, or list them online, rather.
Yeah.
So, I can understand.
Back, back to the topic of 4th of July, and because we were talking about like scripted shows and so on, but today it's Matters of the Heart also. We're talking about love and romance.
Okay, well, then I just
you heard anything about celebrity couples or anything that you're planning
Michael
for?
Vick. Michael Vick got married.
I shouted him out yesterday. I knew the date was coming around. I'm so glad you mentioned that because I shouted him out yesterday on air, Michael Vick. So I knew that it was near.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was,
Did you see any pictures?
Yeah, they showed a picture of his wife, very beautiful young lady.
Yeah, they've been together for years. Because some people think that they thought they were married, but I knew the wedding was soon, and I shouted him out yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, when Mom, is Kim Kardashian crying?
Michael and I love Mike. Mom and I love Michael Vick. I had a puppy a couple of years ago. Mom and I wanted to give that puppy to Michael Vick, and I had talked to the commissioner and everybody, but, you know, he still can't have on a pet just yet. You know, even though he's doing so much work with it.
He
have kids in his family that want pets, and he wants a pet, and he's redeemed himself. But a lot of fellow animal lovers like myself, they don't think he should own a pet anytime soon. But mom and I, we had a puppy named Red, and Mom and I wanted to give to him. Congratulations to Vic, and I can't think of his bride's name. But they've been together for a long time.
I sent you the email. She has a name that I couldn't pronounce, Jalika or something.
Yeah. They've been together a long, long time. She, you know, she was there for him while he was in prison. Yeah, because a lot of people think that they are married. You know, he had a reality show also that aired on BET, and the proposal was part of the reality show. So I saw when he had proposed to her, on his reality show. So, I want to talk to today's Matters of the Heart. So we're talking about America's birthday and talking about, pretty much, I guess, anything. Had a call online, but I guess we were a little long-winded and they hung up. So feel free to call in, listeners. And you who hung up, please call back, 714-409-0614. But
okay,
you have any answers today?
Michael Vick's wife's name is Kajafa, I guess, Frank, K-I-J-A-F-A, and last name Frank, F-R-I-N-K.
Yeah. But now Vick. But now this is Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
So congrats to her.
I wonder how Kim Kardashian is taking it.
She like Michael Vick?
She was into athletes of a certain persuasion, and I just thought that, you know, since she couldn't get Reggie Bush, I don't know, that's just me thinking out in the realm. I don't know if she liked him or not, but, you know, another NFL player getting married or whatever.
'Cause I remember she briefly dated Miles Austin in Dallas. And that's who I thought she might have ended up getting married to. And then she started dating Chris. But she dated Halle Berry's former boyfriend, father, her daughter briefly during that holiday season.
She had kind of been around the athlete, the brother athletes. Didn't she go through a slew of them?
Well, I only know about when she dated Miles Austin after Reggie.
Oh,
and that was a friend hooked her up with him. So, I don't know. You know, it was Ray J, who was an R&B singer. So, now she's back with a singer, you know. So apparently she likes performing artists and athletes, I guess. I don't know.
She just needs a plain man, just a regular non-celebrity, non-athlete type guy.
She and Kanye seem to be working it out.
How long have they been dating, Beth?
I'm not sure. I noticed they liked each other before she started dating Chris. I noticed I noticed that they liked each other before she started dating Chris on her reality show. I noticed they had the hot.
Her sister Chloe was saying that they go back 9 years or something. I still ain't buying this stuff myself. It may be the real deal, but I'm not buying it.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, well, how can you go through? Well, I don't know. I guess maybe the guys that I was involved with, I was a little more attached, and I didn't seem to be able to move on as quickly as she does. You know, don't you have a period of not mourning, but lamenting and, you know, thinking about the memories that you shared with this person before you want to move on to somebody else so quickly and still married?
She said she went through a depression. I don't know. You're talking to somebody who's been estranged from her second husband for years, praying to be single soon. So, my God, and a romantic at that. So I don't know. I'm just happy for you.
I could care less one way or the other, but whenever I see, you know, athletes getting married, I just kind of, for some strange reason, she just pops into my mind.
Oh.
Because
when you mentioned, I wonder how she's taking it. I had never heard that she dated Michael Vick, and I was just wondering. I was like, okay. Oh, okay. So I was just like, oh, she used to date Michael too?
No.
I hadn't heard that one. Because I don't know about everybody that she's dated. I only know about her first husband, who was African-American.
Didn't she have a second husband? I thought she had been married twice.
It was her second husband. And
oh,
she was
I
married
thought
to
it was a third one.
She was she might have been married to somebody else, but she was married to a record producer, her first husband, who was African-American. And he was abusive to her, too. I think she used to get her butt beat. And you know Ray J, mm-hmm. And so I don't know about other people, you know.
Oh,
I'm
guess some of this stuff that I'd be seeing online, you know, linking her name to certain guys.
She started dating Ray J. I had heard about her dating like Adrian Grenier, I think that's his name, the guy from Garage. You know, he's a real cute Caucasian guy. Curly hair. Like right before she started dating Reggie, I used to hear about her dating that guy, but then they used to say when they were just friends and so on. So,
okay,
you know.
Well, I guess my problem is, see, when I pull up certain websites and they have all these little extra articles on here, and if I see her name, I kind of zero in on it. Like one just popped up. Ray J claims he and Kim Kardashian had sex while she was married. And then they got a big picture of him. So maybe I'm just, you know, partially of her.
I was reading an article the other day, too, about Adam Rodriguez, who I love so much. He used to date one of my favorite R&B singers that hit the scene in the past few years, Melanie Fiona. So the other day I was reading an article about Melanie, because he was in one of her videos, If It Kills Me video. But they kept their relationship under wraps. And really the first publicity picture I'd seen of them together was during the holidays. And I talked about it live on air, but they broke up allegedly broke up this past March. And she talked about how her first album she was going through a breakup with somebody else, and then how dropping this second album, she was going through a breakup because I always heard, it's like you hear about stuff with Kim Kardashian, I always heard Adam was in cahoots with other ladies, you know, but apparently Adam was supposed to be the person that Melanie's been having experiencing a broken heart through. And she's Canadian, speaking of Canadians, but I love her work. So I just wanted to mention that. I shared the story. The live streaming is stopping, but hey, this is a 60-minute show, but we can still go overtime like we used to do with the 30-minute shows. Upgraded the show. Can air up to 2 hours and can air more than once a day. So yesterday was my first time, Cousin Linda, yesterday, and broadcasting an hour. And today you was doing the 60-minute format. And I can't believe it. I thought it was going to end right at the 60-minute show, and we're going overtime. Going to broadcast later on, show mainly patriotic music and so on. But, yeah, but have you not seen Magic Mike? Or you're not interested in seeing Magic Mike?
Not interested in seeing it. I want to see Madea, Witness.
That's
all,
now that's the next one. So what did you enjoy about Madea? Because I was really torn between seeing Madea and Magic Mike, but I've been waiting to see Magic Mike ever since Adam told me he got that part in that film. I mean, I first heard about the film, it was over like a year and a half ago, and Adam was talking about he got a part in it. So I've been waiting for it. But Madea would be next.
Yeah, well, I saw Madea, and it was cute. It's not some of the funniest ones. I had expected it to be a little funnier. And Madea wasn't, you know, her mean, hateful self like she can really get. She was a little mild to the people who were hiding out at her house. She wasn't as rambunctious as I was hoping, but I still enjoyed the movie.
Not the theater. Most people were going to see Madea. I'm talking about families. A load of people were going to see Madea. And then others were there to see Madagascar, the movie with Jada Pinkett.
Madagascar.
Madagascar 3. And, you know, it was quite, Magic Mike came in second, but there, a lot of people checked out Ted. I'm interested in seeing Ted. Now, was that hilarious? It was number one.
Ted, I enjoyed Ted. I had read some reviews that said, you know, you're just ha-ha, deep guffaw laughing from beginning to end. It was okay. It had some funny parts to it. The thing, I really liked Ted, the teddy bear.
Yeah.
The whole movie, I didn't think was just hilarious, but Ted was a very funny character.
I can imagine, because I know the pre-interviews, the promotions I've seen, I like Mark Wahlberg anyway, but I figured Ted was the star just like he's billed to be.
he is a hoot. He, you know, has these human qualities and everything. He even has a hot girlfriend in the movie.
Wow.
To sit around and smoke marijuana, huh?
Oh, the girlfriend chilled with him, too?
Marijuana. Ted has a real, real hot girlfriend. She's hotter than Mila Kunis.
Wow.
Yeah. And he gets a little job and everything. Yeah, it's cute and kind of funny. But I mean, I just didn't find myself just cracking up all the time like I did in the Hangover movies.
Wow. Oh, okay. I found out more about the Hangover movie. Production starts in September.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah. I can hardly wait.
Yeah, but Magic Mike literally was well written. Film. I had seen the actor Channing Tatum, who produced the movie. The movie is based on his life before he became a well-known actor. One of the things that one of the jobs he had was the job of a stripper, and so he wrote the film about his early life before becoming a famous actor. And so the film was really well written and well put together. And one of my guy friends, straight guy friends, said, "I got to check that film out." And then I said, "You know what? The film is good for guys. It's about guys stripping, but the story it has a lot of brotherhood in it, and having each other's back." Really good. And that Matthew McConaughey is just amazing. But I was so glad to see Adam. Adam is so versatile. I mean, he's totally different than Eric Delco, totally different than the character he played in Ugly Betty, totally different than the character he played in I Could Do Bad All By Myself. I'm so glad that he's showing how versatile he can be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I I've seen the interviews and read all about it. In fact, I read an article about it yesterday, but that was just not something I wanted to see. I'm over the male stripper thing. Now, perhaps if I were 35 or 40 years younger, that might appeal to me, because, you know, I told you when I first came to Dallas, I used to like to go to La Bear just for a girl's night out or a little fun thing, certainly not to get steamed up or anything like that. It was just a new form of entertainment for me, but now that just doesn't appeal to me, so I'm not going to go see that.
But it's definitely good. It was people of all ages in the audience. But shout out, speaking of LeBaron, shout out to the men of LeBaron and the management of LeBaron all over the place, in Dallas, Houston, Miami, and other places. The guys always expected me to come, especially when it's my birthday time. So, guys, hopefully you all see me the week after my birthday, this August. So, I'm 43, turning 44, so I look forward to coming to finally getting to LeBaron.
You're coming to Dallas around your birthday?
I'm always talking about it because I plan to come for a networking event. So that's what's getting me there. Black Essex Granite, a marketing firm in Dallas, having a networking event the week after my birthday. So, I need to handle some business anyway, you know, pertaining to education. And my attorney's there. Shout out to Attorney Jay. And shout out to my dentist, who I need to be. This should have been in his office last week, the way I was feeling, because I couldn't do a couple shows last week because my throat was killing me so bad. Dr. Granado.
Yeah, I got up a couple mornings, and there was no show, and so I've been sleeping in. I'm like,
I had scheduled. I did a couple evening shows. On Saturdays, I've been doing late night shows because I've been talking with artists and producers. And they don't do mornings. Because at 5:30, artists and producers and rap artists, and they are going to bed at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them can do something. Maybe 10 a.m. is the earliest that singer-songwriters and producers, even my friends who are opera singers, I have to do their interviews in the evening time, like 5:30. They mm-hmm. just can't do it early in the morning.
I know. Now, I can get up early because for years during my working career, I had to get up around 4:30 in the morning. So that's how I still wake up naturally a lot of mornings. Like this morning I woke up about 5:20, and I said, well, I'm going to give Beth another shot and see if she's on the air. But a couple of mornings, when, you know, like I said, I came in and dialed in, and there was no show. But since I'm retired, I like to sleep past 5:30 and 6 too. But, you know, your show's interesting, and so and I learn a lot from it, so I'll go ahead and get up. So when I woke up this morning, I said, well, let me go in here and see if I can catch the show. And I was amazed, you know.
Yeah, broadcast an hour yesterday and broadcast an hour right now. I'm going to broadcast another show later on today, mainly patriotic music. And maybe some other songs, but together some more patriotic songs. I just love patriotic songs, and we're celebrating America's birthday.
Yeah, you should have been over here last night. I think you would have enjoyed it. The town of Addison had Kaboom Town, which they say, I think, was one of the largest fireworks displays in the country. And, you know, I'm right up the street from Addison, and I mean, yeah. I heard kaboom all night long. I could see a few little fireworks from my balcony, but yeah, a lot of the events took place over at the Addison Airport, which is kind of like down the street from where I live, and they kaboomed. I think I went to sleep about 11:30, and they were still kabooming.
Well, neighbors was kabooming here in my neighborhood.
If anybody had to get up and go to work this morning, I know they were angry. And they wanted to go to sleep. Yeah, it was quite loud.
So, do you have any plans today?
Well, I need to go to, look, the grocery stores and the discount stores, that sort of thing. Because yesterday when I was out shopping, I just totally forgot today was the 4th. That wasn't on my mind. And when I went to the movie, you know, like I said, to see Ted, and it's so hot outside, and so I said, let me do what I need to do and come back home.
That's what one of the newscasters on World News Now has, I think Rob Nelson said, I didn't realize it's a shopping day, too. So it is, because, or one of the local newscasters on ABC affiliate said, I didn't realize that it was a big shopping holiday, too. But so, you know, people are celebrating by shopping, too.
Well, a lot of sales are going on today, at least
exactly.
Over here.
Mm-hmm. Is that over here too? That's what I'm saying. Some people didn't realize that it was that shopping was part of the celebrations too, because a lot of people are starting their are starting their fall shopping today. In school, back to school shopping and back to work shopping.
Yeah, unfortunately for people who work, you know, there aren't any holidays in this country anymore officially for workers, because the field I was in, customer service, we was 24/7 all the time. Holidays, it didn't matter. And that's why when holidays roll around, it's just like another day to me, because I had to work so many of them. And, not just customer service. It got to the point where retail is open on just about every day.
Exactly. And, you know, that's my forte. That started a long, long time ago. Yeah, retail. There are no off days for retailers.
Right. And holidays, to me, that should be, places should be officially closed so the employees can look forward to being with their families. The 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter. But nothing
except
now.
Except for Chick-fil-A. What other companies stick to that rule? Chick-fil-A have always been
closed
on Sundays. And I don't know, and there may be a couple others out there, but Chick-fil-A, that is something that they have stuck to.
Well,
you know,
their owner, the man who founded them, is religious, and, he believes that Sunday is the Sabbath. They have a furniture store here in Dallas, Weir's Furniture. They used to run ads about how they would never open on Sunday.
Exactly.
And, that's the Christians who believe that the Sabbath is Sunday. You know, my religious belief is the Sabbath is Saturday. You know, it's what you believe. But I do think that, we need to close sometime. Even though I'm guilty of shopping on those days or going to restaurants on the day. I
was a teen when those blue laws became effective here in when it was the battle over the blue laws and if stores should be open on Sundays or not. That's when I was a teen working in retail, and North Park Mall was opening up here, and then Metro Center had to decide to open on Sundays too so they can be competitive to North Park Mall, which was in Ridgeland. You know, so it was so much going on about shit. You know, people, some stores you'll go in a mall and some stores will be open and some wouldn't be open. And then they were like, okay, with the blue laws, then they passed all that and said, okay, where everybody just open. But, that was amazing.
When I moved to Texas, they had some of the craziest blue laws that I had ever heard of. I think they had stuff like you could buy a hammer, but you couldn't buy nails. You could buy Pampers, but you couldn't buy milk and all that sort of stuff. You know, they had really silly laws. But now I think nobody closes for anything, the days of the week.
When we run out of time, you all will see what time the show will broadcast later on today. It'll be around 3 or 4 o'clock. It'll be mainly of music. And I'll send you an email, Cousin Linda. But I'm wishing everybody a happy, happy 4th. I'm getting ready to get my charcoal ready and do some grilling. And I do need to power walk down to the store to pick up a couple items. I didn't get at the store yesterday. And it's just a fun day. I get so giddy when it's 4th of July. Just fun day.
Oh,
yesterday I mentioned how I used to have so much fun when we would go on the reservoir and also backyard barbecues. And I used to love competing with, Uncle Moe's and his brother Joe, Uncle Joe. I used to love, competing with them, eating, seeing who can eat the most. But it has been some fun things. But tonight I'm looking forward to seeing Regis Philbin host the Macy's, I think, fireworks display in D.C. And the PBS show is always good, too. But just wish you and everybody a happy 4th of July because we literally have run out of time. And I want to play either America the Beautiful or Star Spangled Again, but you all will hear more music later on. But thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, and eat a burger for me.
You don't have to tell me that, even though I've been working on keeping things down, but it's a good day to have fun, so I sure will. And you buy something in thought of me. So
right,
Cousin Beth will want me to get this.
Okay.
Thank you, and all thank right. you all, everyone, for tuning in. And be sure to check out the broadcast later on today where we'll be playing more patriotic
what
music also and a few other tunes. It'll be maybe around 3 or 4. I'll be promoting it and I'll send you an email. But listeners, I thank you so much for your support. And those of you that are looking forward to advertising with the show, I thank you. And thank you all for just helping with the development of the program. And you've been listening to Matters of the Heart. We've been mainly talked about celebrity news in regards to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And be sure to tune in tomorrow because we'll be talking about beauty and fashion and MARC Cosmetics. So visit my e-boutique also at mymarcstore.com/Bethany Williams. Thank you and God bless and happy birthday, America!
War and oil you destroy. times beyond the years. Dina Labata cities burn.
Yet I thought the time was about to expire, but it hasn't expired yet because I only had the show scheduled for 60 minutes, and I thought, like with the 30-minute broadcast, that I only had maybe 10 or 15 minutes. I have up to 2 hours a day to broadcast, so I don't want to use up too much more time, so I can have the time allotted for the broadcast that will air later on today of mainly music. But I just had to play Imprint again, America the Beautiful, and she's based in the UK, London, UK. And I like that version of America the Beautiful, and we'll hear many more later on. I'm still in the chat room. Hope you all enjoy it, Cousin Linda. And also thank you for those of you that the other person that called. My apologies for not getting to your call in the time that was permitted. I don't know, maybe he ran out of time and couldn't hold on anymore. But thank you all for those that call in to listen and those that press 1 whenever you call in and you want to make a comment so I can get you on air as quickly as possible also. And I just want to shout out everyone that has ever been a guest on the show, and also to those that have guest co-hosts with me, from my friend. Everybody that have guest co-hosts with me have pretty much lived in Big D. And also, I need to get my friend Ivy Fair back. Remember Ivy that was on earlier in the year, the lupus advocate? Well, she's been experiencing good things regarding her clothing line, Purple Clothing. And so I need to invite her back so you all can get an update on what's going on in her life, of her Purple Clothing line, and also with her supporting lupus efforts. And remember, those of you that have PSAs, please email them to me so I can play them on the show. Email them to culturalshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENTER. TAINMENT. There's a lot of fun things going on just everywhere, all around the nation. Here in Jackson, the Jackson Zoo will be open, and other parks and museums. There's things happening at the Sports Museum. Shout out to Margaret and everyone participating in the event at the Mississippi Sports Museum. I used to be a volunteer there in the late 90s. And Their new executive director is Rick Cleveland, and there's just so much going on. So I just want to shout out to everyone that's just having a blast today, and those of you that are spending the day alone, happily alone, or are not so happy, I'm sending you love and hugs also, because this is an amazing day. This is a day to just be proud, and thank you to those of you that are not in America but love America. Thank you so much for being so supportive, and thank you for being supportive of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and thank you for spreading the word, my friends and listeners locally and worldwide. Shout out to my friends in Australia and my friends in Dubai and my friends is everywhere. Thank you. Right before going on air, I received invites to places just from around the world, and it's just amazing. And congrats again on Mr. Michael Vick and his new bride, with his longtime love getting married, and Alec Baldwin. And there's much more news to talk about also. But thank you again, and I just wanted to share that song with you again. And here's Star Spangled Banner. I haven't turned the volume down on it, so maybe I can turn it down a little bit. Because it sounds good, but it was a little too loud. But here it is again, and should be broadcasting again around 3 or 4 Central Standard Time. It'll be a show filled with patriotic music and other tunes, okay? So thank you again for supporting the show. Thank you for networking with me. Thank you for sharing your info with me. And like I said before, if you ever guest co-host with me, like for my friend Big Mike, that dude based in Dallas-Fort Worth, Reg Roughneck, friend Reg Roughneck on Facebook at Reggie Ruffin. Cousin Linda is on Facebook also, Linda Oliver. Also, thank you to everyone that's been a guest and those that are returning. And like I said, Saturday will be weekend edition. We'll be talking about Ladies of Hip Hop. And next Saturday, July 14th, True God Immortal returns to talk about DOA and the arrival of his new daughter. So this is just going to be, it's been a blast. And if you want to suggest certain topics, don't hesitate, okay? So thank you. And if you're on Pinterest, I'm on Pinterest. And also, my regular name, but then also I created a board for the show on Pinterest also. And it is blogtalkradio.com/CultureShotInc-Beth. We always have meetings and classes with blogtalkradio.com. And yesterday our topic was promoting our shows on Pinterest. And I'm on Pinterest, and I didn't know if I needed to create another page for the show, but I created a board for the show, because things that are topics on the show are what my boards represent anyway. So if you're not following me on Pinterest, please do. And I'm my regular name, Bethany Williams, or Bethany C. Williams, but I guess if you look for my board, you'll find the blogtalkradio.com board also. I'm amazed at the people that I've been networking with on Pinterest. And I think in January when a Facebook friend introduced Pinterest to me, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what this new social networking site was. Just like with Spreecast, Lewis House turned me on to Spreecast. So I'm like, okay, this is just an amazing, amazing outlet, a way to network. You know, we're very interactive. So this is just amazing, amazing ways for us to communicate. The online community, it's just amazing how the online community just brings us all together worldwide. But again, I'm going to go ahead and get my grill started up. Get some little exercising done also. And Mother and I wish you all a fantastic 4th of July. Thank you, and God bless.
So proudly we are.
That was Dread Days. Check their Facebook page out, Dread Days and Dread Days Fans, and also tweet them on Twitter at Dread Days, DREADDAZE. Speaking of patriotic holidays, if you missed my talk with Dread Days on Memorial Day, check it out. But they have an itinerary like crazy. So if you're in California and from L.A. to San Francisco, check out their itinerary because they're performing every Thursdays, and they're performing events and festivals like throughout the summer. And they're just amazing guys. And I played that because it's Dunku celebrations also are kicking off in the Bahamas. I love to be there for these celebrations. And I noticed on Facebook page, my Bahamas friends are having a blast, and those visiting the Bahamas right now. So, well, I've only been in Nassau like twice, and that was in the 90s, and I would love to visit again. But I know you all are just having a blast kicking off of those celebrations also. And I want to send, speaking of reggae and islands, would like to send condolences also to Rihanna, who is from Trinidad, like Sean Paul and others. I need to play a little bit more reggae and some Sean Paul and so on. But I've recently read media reports that Rihanna lost her grandmother recently. So sending condolences to Rihanna. So ending the show with Talk That Talk, Rihanna and Jay-Z, and we'll be checking with you all later. Check out the show later on today for more, you know, celebrating 4th of July, America's 236th birthday. Thank you again, and God bless. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday Culture Shock Report.
Yeah.
Must have heard, got that word, I move that D. Had it by a bladder, she like, oh, I got pee. Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. We all talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting dome. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you coming, come on. Flying out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica, to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. They say the money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Do it.